We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, a series of shiurim on Erev Tavshilin. The subject, which is discussed quite extensively in the second perek of our Masechta Be'ah. And as the Shlo HaKadosh says regarding the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin, says the Shlo HaKadosh v'chaviva mitzvah b'shata, doing a mitzvah when the opportunity comes up to do the mitzvah is very great. And says the Shlo Valtiya mitzvah zu kala b'necha, this mitzvah should not be considered insignificant. For loy l'chinam amru chazal, for chazal have not said without any reason, shekeim Avraham vinu mitzvahs erev tavshilin, that from all the mitzvahs of the Torah that chazal want to show that Avraham Avinu was mekayim, the mitzvah they use as an example is the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin. Obviously, the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin is a very great and significant mitzvah. So to begin understanding this mitzvah, we quote the Gemara Masechta Pesachim. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim discusses a dialogue. Gemara Masechta Daf Mem Zayin discusses a dialogue between Rav Chisda and Rava. As we know, and the Gemara mentions it many times throughout Shas, Rav Chisda doesn't subscribe to the concept of Hoyel, and therefore asks Rava of Rav Chisda, L'didach ta'amret lo yaminen Hoyel, according to you who you don't subscribe to the concept of Hoyel, hech oifim miyantav l'shabbos, when Yontif falls on Friday, how may we prepare food on Yontif for Shabbos? For as we have learned so many times in our Masechta, that Achana, preparation, may not be done from Yontif to Shabbos. And Rava was saying as follows. According to me, I hold of the concept of Hoyel. What does the concept of Hoyel say? Hoyel Mikalei Orchim. When one is cooking on Friday, Erev Yontif, he's not cooking for Shabbos. He may be cooking for Shabbos, but he's also cooking for Yontif. Because Hoyel Mikalei Orchim, if guests will show up, he'll certainly serve guests the food that he's cooking. So it's not clearly a situation of Achana. And therefore, there is no Issa Deraisa and cooking on Friday Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif. The only problem there is that it may be an Issa D'Rabbanan. For that, Chazal established the concept of Erev Tavshilin, and therefore it's completely permissible. However, asks Rava to Rav Chisda, you who do not subscribe to the concept of Hoyel, how could you cook on Friday Erev Yontif? Omeloy. So Rav Chisda says to Rav, "Mishum Erev Tavshilin, because I've made an because we put down an Erev Tavshilin." So immediately says Rava to Rav Chisda, "Mishum Erev Tavshilin Sherinan the Usur Deraisa." If there's an Issa Deraisa, you who don't subscribe to the concept of Hoyel, so obviously there's an Issa Deraisa here to cook. How could that Issa Deraisa be resolved just by putting down an Erev Tavshilin? Amalei Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda responds, Midaraisa tzorchi Shabbos nasim b'yontif. Midaraisa, I hold that you're allowed to cook on Friday yontif for Shabbos. For Rabbanu hu d'gazri bei gzeira shem yomer oifim b'yontif af l'chol. It was the Rabbanon who made a gzeira that said that we shouldn't do it because we're concerned if you're going to allow that. People will think you could even cook and bake on Yontif for the weekday. The Kivan, the Rabbanon, it's Rechu Rabbanon, Erev Tavshilin, the Rabbanon said, by putting that in Erev Tavshilin, Islei HaKeira. And Rashi explains that what Rav Chisda actually holds is that Yontif and Shabbos are considered one Kedusha, and since Yontif and Shabbos are one Kedusha, and Rashi explains, because we find in the Torah that Yontif is called Shabbos as well. So therefore Rashi explains Rav Chisda's opinion. Just like on Yontif itself, you're allowed to cook for that day, Yontif. Cooking for tomorrow, Shabbos, is like cooking for that very same day. Tosfos has a different understanding of Rav Chisda's opinion. He says that just like on Yontif, we know that Oichel Nefesh is permitted, so too, says Tosfos, cooking on Friday, Yontif, and Shabbos is included in the heter of Oichel Nefesh. So we have here a very fundamental machloikis. Why midaraisa is there no problem on cooking on Friday, Yontif, and Shabbos? Rav Chisda looks at it like one long day, according to Rashi, Tosfos, because it's Oichel Nefesh, and Rava holds because of the concept of Hoyel. When we speak about Hoyel, we need to understand how to look at this concept of Hoyel. Rav Elchanan Vassman, in his Sefer Kovitch Shiurim and Masecht Pesachim, Ois Kuf Tzad Gimel, quotes a Gemara Masecht Menachos. The Gemara says there that we know that even though on Shabbos we're not allowed to do Melacha, the Karban Tamid was brought every day of the year, including Shabbos. But says the Gemara in Masecht Menachos, Daf Samach Dal Ramar Aleph, that if somebody shechted two carbon tamids on Shabbos, so he gets his chayiv chattis for having shechted the second carbon chattis. And the Gemara says, even if at the end we need the carbon that was shechted second, that means the Gemara says that the first carbon's blood was spilled, and now I need to use the second carbon, which still, when I shechted it, was shaloi l'tzorech, and therefore, it's considered that it was Mechal Shabbos. Now let's think about it, asked Rabbi Elchanan. If Rava was Mechadish, that Hoyel or Mikalei Orchim, since whenever there's a possibility, I will have the need for it, that takes away the Issa Deraisa. So here too, when I shechted the second carbon, why am I chayiv chattis? There's always the possibility, and the Gemara actually even speaks about that case where the possibility came up that I'm going to need that carbon because the first carbon got disqualified. If Rava holds of the concept of hoyel, so according to the Meiri, even just like the Meiri, just like Tosfos explained Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda's concept, the why you allow to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, said to me, Tosfos, because Rav Chisda holds that that's included in the concept of Oichel Nefesh, in the heter of Oichel Nefesh, says the Meiri that Hoyel is not an independent concept. Hoyel is just an extension of the concept of Oichel Nefesh. So that's very understandable. Only on Yontif, so Rav Chisda's question is not a question, because the Gemara Masechta Menachos is speaking about Shabbos. And Rav Elchanan, and there we don't have a concept of Oichel Nefesh. We don't have the heter of Oichel Nefesh. And the Meiri says that Rava only applies the heter of Hoyel where we have the heter of Oichel Nefesh. But that's not Posh Pshat in the Gemara. Posh Pshat in the Gemara is that Hoyel Mikalei Orchim, that's why I'm not doing anything wrong. So it's not related to Oichel Nefesh. So Rabbi Chanan's question is a very powerful question. So Rabbi Chanan himself, and there are many other Mefarshim, and they arise from the Rishonim to the Svarot, all say that Hoyel doesn't really mean to say, that just because there may be a possibility that I'm going to have need for it, I immediately could apply the concept of Hoyel. There's a Tosfos. Tosfos asks a question. Tysus asks a question. This is a Tysus, Masech the Psochim, Daf Mem Vav Amabez, Divrei Amaskel Rava Amar. He says, Tysus asks, why is there any, that if Rava says the Chiddush of Hayol, so then it should never be a problem of Chilul Shabbos. Because we know that if a Chayol Sheyesh Bei Sakana, we're allowed to do whatever we need to do on Shabbos. And therefore, since Hayol, that I could have done this Malacha for the Chayol Sheyesh Bei Sakana, it shouldn't be considered I did Malacha. Answers Tysus that a Chayol Sheyesh Bei Sakana is not Shchiach. And we don't say Hayol in a situation that isn't likely to happen. In other words, Tysus is teaching us a very important concept on Hayol. Tysus is teaching us that when do we say Hayol? Only when it makes sense to say Hayol. But when it doesn't make sense to say Hayol, just to say that there's this amorphous concept called Hayol that makes everything mutter, of course we don't say. And therefore, just because there's a hetter for Chayol Sheyesh Bei Sakana, given that hopefully in Baruch Hashem, a Chayol Sheyesh Bei Sakana is not likely to happen, we can't use the Hayol. Up to the point that I saw a Mordig Chiddush from the Mashal, that maybe Bizman HaZeh, there is no Hayol. Why? Because he says, nowadays, most people know who are going to be their guest on Yom Tov. So to say that I'm cooking, and I'm not necessarily cooking for Shabbos, I'm cooking for Yom Tov, Hoyle or Mikolei Archim, maybe guests will show up. It's highly unlikely that guests may show up. And since it's highly unlikely that guests may show up, we can't say the concept of Hoyle. Of course, we don't paskin that way, and I saw that the Maram and Maram Shif both say that even Bizman HaZeh, we say the concept of Hoyle, because if somebody's going to show up in my home, I certainly will serve him food. I certainly will serve him the food. Now we could understand the answer to Rabbi Chanan's question. Rabbi Chanan asked that the Gemara Masechta Menachos clearly is not accepting the concept of Hayul. Because the Gemara is saying that when I shechted the carbon, second carbon tamid, I didn't assume that I'm going to need it. Even though the Gemara says, at the end I needed it. Still we don't say Hayul. Why don't we say Hayul? Because you don't say Hayul unless it's likely to happen. Maybe it'll maybe happen, and maybe it even did happen. That doesn't give you the right to say Hayul. And the chances of the carbon tamid that you shechted should become disqualified is unlikely. So I can't apply the concept of Hayol. In fact, there's a beautiful vart that we said at the beginning of our shir, the famous Maimer Chazal, the Maimer Chazal that says that why that Avram Avinu, when the Chazal wanted to show that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Afilu Erev Tavshilin. And the question is, why from all of the Torah did Chazal choose Erev Tavshilin as the example of what Avram Avinu was Mekayim? But according to the way we're learning, it's very geschmack. Because who more than Avram Avinu is the model of somebody who was a Machnas Oirech? We know that Avram Avinu was the greatest Machnas Oirech. Since Avram Avinu was the greatest Machnas Oirech, if there's anyone in the world by whom we could apply the concept of Hayol, it's Avram Avinu. That's why the Gemara says, Kim Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula, Afilu Erev Tavshilin, because there's no one better to use as an example for, there's no one better to use for an example for Erev Tavshilin, for the concept of Hayol Mikolei Archim, more than Avram Avinu. So, the Gemara, the Mishnah, at the beginning of our Perek, the Mishnah Daf Tezvav Amabez introduces the concept of Hayol, and the Gemara immediately begins with a question. Menonimili, From where do we learn that we have to make an Erev Teshilin? Where do we find the concept of Erev Teshilin? Amar Shmuel, to which Shmuel responds, the Amar Kro, Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoy, and the way to understand the Pasuk, Zochreyu, remember the day of Shabbos, Mi'ach Shabbal Ashkichay. There's going to be a day that may cause you to forget about Shabbos. And now the Torah is telling us, make sure not to forget it. What is that day? That's when Yom Tov falls on Friday. Because you're so busy with Yom Tov on Friday, and you're busy eating Sudas Yom Tov, you may not leave over any food L'Kovet Shabbos. And that's why the Torah had to tell us, don't let that happen. And how do you make sure that that doesn't happen? By putting down an Erev Teshilin. Like that, you remember to cover the Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, my Tama. So the Gemara asks, what's the reason for this Takana? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kedei Shiyivra Mana Yofel Shabbos, or Mana Yofel Yontav. Because you're going to make an Erev from Erev Yontav, you're going to remember when Shabbos is, and like that, by remembering when Shabbos, you'll remember Shabbos, and you'll remember to leave a decent portion for Shabbos as well. The question is, what is actually the difference between what Rav is saying and what Shmuel is saying? Aren't they both saying that we're concerned for the covet of Shabbos? The Gemara asked the Maitama. The Gemara sort of wasn't satisfied with what Shmuel said. And the Gemara brought what Rav said. But what does what Rav say help us understand anything better? So the simple teretz is that all Shmuel told us is that we have to make a zech l'Shabbos. We have to remember Shabbos. But he didn't explain how we accomplish this by making an Erev. To which Rav says, the Erev creates a situation that we know Kedei Shiyivra Mana Yofel Shabbos. So in other words, Shmuel and Rav are complementing each other. Shmuel establishes the concept of Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoy, and Rav helps us understand how the Erev Tavshilin creates that situation of Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoy. The Ritva and the Ran explain it a little differently. They say that Shmuel didn't explain to us why we need to be concerned about the covered Shabbos. Rav told us why we have to be concerned about the covered Shabbos, because we're concerned that if we're not going to be doing something, we'll be left without food for Shabbos. Then continues the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi, on the other hand, says, Rav Ashi says, what's the reason for Erev Tavshilin? Kedei sheyoymer habrius, people should say, "Im ein oifim miyontav l'Shabbos." If we're not allowed to bake from yontav to Shabbos without making an erev, kavachomer liyontav l'chol, that we're certainly not allowed to bake from yontav to the weekday. In understanding Rav Ashi's opinion. So, according to Rav, we could learn, and maybe it would be simple to learn that way, that Rava subscribes to the concept of Hoyle. And if Rava subscribes to the concept of Hoyle, really you would be allowed to cook without any Erev Tavshilin on Yontif when it falls on Friday for Shabbos. But because we have this concept of Zachreyu, Kedei Shiyivra Mona Yofel Shabbos, Chazal said, make the Erev Tavshilin. Rav Ashi, however, is going to hold like Rav Chisda, And since like Ashi holds like Rachizda, you taka may cook on Friday Yontif for Shabbos, as we explained at the beginning of the shir, it's considered all one long day. But even though it's considered all one long day, still, Chazal were concerned that you may come to make the mistake and not only cook on Friday Yontif for Shabbos, you may even cook for weekday as well. And therefore, Chazal said the way to remember not to make the mistake is by making a Erev Tavshilin. However, there are many Mefarshim that try to explain the Rav Ashi's opinion even follows the opinion of Rava, who holds of Hayil. And the reason they're so anxious to do this is because we paskin like Rava, as we're going to learn, that the real basis for being allowed to prepare food on Friday Yontif for Shabbos is Hayil, and there's going to be a lot of nafkaminas lahalokha as we get into the shir. And in order to avoid, in order to have Rav Ashi come out according to the halacha, they try to explain how Rav Ashi's opinion even fits with Rava. The simple way of understanding is that yes, you're allowed to cook on Friday Yontif for Shabbos because of the concept of Hayil. Just Chazal were concerned that you may come to make further to do something you're not supposed to do, and that's the way they explained. They said make Hayil. Another way of understanding is the Chasam Sofer explains, because the Chasam Sofer explains that we know the reason that on Yontif you're allowed to cook, it's because of the heter of Oichel Nefesh. And the reason you could cook even for Shabbos, going back to what we discussed at the beginning of this year, because Oichel Nefesh expands itself past just Friday, it goes on to Shabbos as well. And therefore, we need the Erev to say only this far, not any further. Davni Nezer in the Tshuva has, because all the Mefarshim, and we're going to spend time with this right now, try to establish what is the practical nafkamina la'alocha l'maisa between the understanding that the Gemara just quoted from Rava of the Zachreyu versus the understanding of Rav Ashi. So there's the Rav Nezer, before we get into the practical nafkaminas, gives us a very important conceptual nafkamina. According to Rava, there's a mitzvah to make an Erev Tavshilin. In other words, it's not that we had a problem that the Erev Tavshilin is coming to solve. There's no problem. Hoyle tells us that you're allowed to cook on Friday Yontif. Just Chazal wanted us, Zachreyu, to remember Shabbos. And the way we remember Shabbos is by making an Erev Tavshilin. In other words, Davni Nezer is saying that according to Rava, there's a mitzvah to put down an Erev Tavshilin. On the other hand, according to Rav Ashi, the Erev Tavshilin is here to help solve a problem. We have a problem. And how are we going to solve the problem? The way we're going to solve the problem is by making an Erev Tavshilin. And there are many nafkaminas in halacha between these two pshatim. The first nafkamina is, when do you have to make the Erev Tavshilin? Do you have to make it strictly on Erev Yontif? Or can you make it before? Can you make the Erev Tavshilin even before Yontif? Erev Yontif is a very busy time. So I'll make the Erev Tavshilin a couple of days before when things are more calm. According to Rava, that says there's a specific reason to make the Erev Tavshilin as close to Yontif as possible to remember Shabbos, you can't make the Erev Tavshilin too much in advance. I saw from Rav Volzner in a tshuva The Rav Volzner says that we can make the Erev, again, because he knows people are in a rush, so in a tshuva, in Chelik Tes, Simen Kof Chof Tes, he says that he would allow the Erev Tavshim to be made the night of Erev Yontif. That Erev Yontif, let's say, is on a Wednesday, he'll let you make the Erev Tavshim on a Tuesday night, not before. That's only according to Rava. Or, according to Ravashi, there's no problem. As long as you make the Erev Tavshilin, it doesn't make a difference. As long as you have that hecker there, it should make a difference when you make the Erev Tavshilin. Along the same lines, the question would be, you make an Erev Tavshilin, you're going to have Yontif a couple of times, Shabbos, Friday Shabbos. You don't want to make an Erev Tavshilin every time. You're concerned that you're going to forget to make the Erev Tavshilin. Could you put down one Erev Tavshilin for all of the Yom Tovim? According to Tosfos, according to Rava, you can't. Because every Shabbos has a din of Zachrei to remember the money Yoful of Shabbos. According to Rav Ashi, you would be allowed to. What about if you forgot to make the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif? Could you make the Erev Tavshilin on Yontif itself? According to Rava, as long as since the entire purpose is Kedei Shiyivr Mona Yofa L'Shabbos, so what's the difference when you put it down? As long as you have that Mona Yofa L'Shabbos. According to Rav Ashi, maybe you would have to put it down strictly before Shabbos to show strictly before Yontif. Another Nachlaikish, and we're going to speak about this halacha much more in our coming shiurim. What are the foods you have to put down for Erev Tavshilin? So the Tosfos later in our perek on Daf Yud Zayin on the base, that quotes a machloikis of Rabbeinu Tam and Duri. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you want to cook, you have to put down a tafshil, a cooked food. If you want to bake, you have to put down a baked food. According to Duri, it doesn't make a difference. As long as you put down one item, it's good enough. What's the machloikis of Rabbeinu Tam and Duri? The machloikis of Rabbeinu Tam and Duri could be the machloikis of Rava Rav Ashi. According to Rava, that you have to have a money yofa. So if you have to have a money, yes, you have to remember Shabbos. So just by putting down one food, you'll have the money yofa for Shabbos. I don't have to have separate foods for every type of food I'm going to prepare. But according to Rav Ashi, that the concern is that if I'm going to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, I may cook on Yontif for weekdays. So every type of preparation of food needs its own representative in the Erev. Or one more nafkamina is, and this is also a subject we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem later in our shir, later in our series of shir and Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarak. What would be the halacha if it's Yontif? Yontif is Friday, and you already ate up, you eat up your Erev, and now it's Friday afternoon, and now you want to start cooking for Shabbos. What's the halacha? So according to Rava, as maybe it would be fine, because as long as you were buyer, your money yofel is Shabbos and money yofel is Yontif, it's good enough. But according to Rav Ashi, where you want to keep that hecker, you want to keep that reminder that there's a difference between that you only can cook on Yontif for Shabbos, not for any other day. During your entire time of cooking, your Erev has to be in existence. And therefore, the halacha would be that let's say your Erev was eaten up before you finish cooking on Yontif on Friday. The halacha perhaps would be that you're not allowed to, cook anymore, because your Erev has to be there as long as you're cooking.